Day News, I'm John Schaefer. More than 3,000 flights within the U.S. are experiencing delays, and more than 40 have been canceled, according to data from the flight tracking service FlightAware. The disruptions coincide with a surge in holiday travelers returning home, contributing to bustling atmospheres at airports and on roadways. The total number of people who've traveled during this holiday season has surpassed 115 million. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market. That's according to the U.S. Labor Department. Initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 in the week ending December 23rd. The former commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, says the southern border is increasingly porous due to a surge in individuals seeking entry into the U.S. A strong critic of the Biden administration, Morgan views these surges as de facto amnesty.
This administration and the Democrats, they see a perceived political benefit from open borders in two ways. One, remember, illegal immigration is counted as part of the census. And then the last one, they believe that every single illegal alien they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote.
The White House and Senate Democrats are working on a plan to impose stringent limits on asylum, expand detention capacities, and increase deportations. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is under scrutiny for her answer to a question about what caused the American Civil War.
I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
Haley gave the answer during a town hall in New Hampshire Wednesday. The voter who asked her the question said he was surprised not to hear Haley mention slavery in her answer. Haley is the former governor of South Carolina, the first state to secede from the Union in the 1860s. She's professed a belief in states' rights causes in the past. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Former President Trump is celebrating a legal victory in Michigan, where that state's Supreme Court has ruled against keeping him off election ballots in the state.
Trump referred to it as a, quote, pathetic gambit to rig the election. Trump's already been ruled ineligible for the primary ballot in Colorado, with Republicans there now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that decision. The group suing to remove Trump's name from election ballots in Michigan is also suing to do the same in Minnesota and Oregon, but has failed so far. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Asthma patients are being advised that the widely used Flovent inhaler is being discontinued. GSK, the pharmaceutical company, has announced that it will be replaced with a generic version starting on January 1st. The generic alternative is expected to function identically to Flovent, but patients should be mindful of the switch to prevent any potential issues. A new study has found that social media companies like Meta, X, and TikTok have collectively made over $11 billion in advertising revenue from minors in the U.S. The information comes from a study from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Researchers say the findings show a lack of self-regulation by the companies when it comes to ads and content targeting children. An enthusiast looking to raise a toast with champagne may soon find their opportunity dwindling. The grapes essential for almost all champagne are among hundreds facing extinction. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.